support for KUAF is provided by the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship of Fayetteville, a home for liberal religion where all are welcome and all beliefs are respected, located at 901 West Cleveland in Fayetteville. Services at 11 a.m. every Sunday with spiritual education at 10 for children and adults. More information available at uuoffayetteville.com.
The Arkansas Attorney General's Office is launching a $350,000 campaign to educate people how to avoid scams. Attorney General Dustin McDaniel says his office already deals with several consumer complaints.
In 2010 alone, we recovered a record $2.1 million. In 2011, we received 7,362 complaints from consumers, including complaints from all 75 counties. Resolving those complaints put more than $1.6 million back into the hands of consumers. But I know more people need our help than those who actually pick up the phone and call us.
Attorney General McDaniel says part of the office's strategy is a new website where Arkansans can file a complaint if they feel they've been a victim of a scam.
New home sales numbers show that while there was a 1% decrease in the number of homes sold, prices are up compared to the year before. Amy Glover Bryant is with the Arkansas Realtors Association, which compiled the data.
It's great news for homeowners who are trying to sell their house or are thinking about selling their house. The average price for home sales in January was up 8% over last January.
She attributes the increase to fewer homes being on the market. The average price was just over $148,000.
The finals for the state high school basketball championships have been set, and there are several area teams involved in the chance to win a state title. On Thursday in the Class 5A Girls Championship at 7 p.m., Greenwood will take on Paragould. Later that night, Earl takes on Charleston in a boys' contest. On Friday, the 7A Boys Championship game features Little Rock Hall against Fayetteville, while the Kingston Girls take on Wonderview in the Class 1A Championship. And on Saturday, three games involving area schools. The Farmington Girls will take on Star City in the Class 4A Girls Championship. In the 7A Girls Championship, it's Fort Smith Northside versus Cabot on Saturday. And at 6 Saturday night, Pulaski Academy takes on the Clarksville Boys. All of the games are being played in Hot Springs.